I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Friday on 91.7 WVXU. The dance department of the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music turns 50 this year, and they are celebrating in style. Are you a dancer who studied at CCM? What memories do you have of your time there? Which dancers and choreographers do you remember? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or send us a tweet or post on our Facebook page. Here to discuss the history of the department and to share some of the celebration is Michael Teblin, Assistant Professor of Dance at CCM. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, Michael.
Good afternoon.
How and why did the dance department start at CCM 50 years ago? What was the impetus that got that going?
Well, dance has been a very important part of Cincinnati for long before that. And the history of dance had a very good reputation. The dean at that time of the School of Music wanted to help a struggling company, a civic company, and offered them rehearsal space at the university. And that kind of set the ball rolling. Shortly after that, they hired a well-known dancer and dance educator from Indiana University, Oleg Sablin. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate. I've been here 14 years, and I had the great honor of being here when Oleg was in the last two or three years of teaching. So Oleg really kind of spanned the decades from the very early time until well into, I think, 2004 or something when he retired. And that standard that he set really has kind of continued and flourished. He was the first director of the company that then originally became Cincinnati Ballet and was housed at the university for over two decades.
I was going to say, the Cincinnati Ballet, we've talked to David Lyman about his book about the history of the Cincinnati Ballet, and they're celebrating their 50th. So both the CCM Dance Department and the Ballet, the CCM Dance Department actually came first.
Correct.
And so what was the relationship there beyond sharing rehearsal space? I mean, was there a need for young dancers to feed the ballet?
Yes, there was. And it was one of the first university company affiliations. There was a similar situation that started at the University of Utah with the Christensen brothers and grew into Ballet West. Butler University and University of Cincinnati both saw that as a successful blending of resources, and Butler University then grew into Indianapolis Ballet Theater and had a relationship with that under the direction of George Verdeck. And here, David McLean was hired as director and directed both the Ballet, Cincinnati Ballet, and was the department chair at the University of the Dance Department. Started out, I think, with a small number of dancers, maybe six or eight majors, and then it grew from there. And one of the reasons was to give the dancers who graduated an opportunity to dance professionally and at the same time give the company a resource for having more people on stage. David McLean lasted then until his untimely death, and along with him, there was a trio of faculty members, Jimmy Truitt and David Blackburn, who kind of were the stalwarts, along with Oleg Sablin, of the department for a number of years and really set the standard that has allowed us to continue and grow into what was Dance Magazine just last month said one of the top three ballet universities in the country.
I was curious, though. It seems that ballet is an old art form, and having both the Cincinnati Ballet and the dance department here at CCM only being 50 years old, what took it so long? What took Cincinnati so long to organize this dance?
Well, I think there were teachers before who taught students, but dance itself, the classical dance as we know it today, really didn't take off in this country until the mid-50s, where there was a number of organizations, Ballet Theater and the Ballet Russe companies that were touring after World War II. And then there was a beginning of a regional movement. Before that, the permanent companies were really based in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and those companies themselves are only now, you know, about 75 years old. Surprisingly enough, Dayton has one of the oldest companies in the country.
Really?
And I think they were celebrating their 75th anniversary. So 50 is pretty old for a ballet company, actually. And the idea of having the ballet company with the university was a rather unique idea in that early time period.
I'm speaking with Michael Tevlin. He's the assistant professor of dance at CCM, as CCM's dance department is celebrating its 50 years. If you have stories to share, feel free to do so by calling 513-419-7100. Now, I know we hear about the musical theater department graduates going on to Broadway and beyond. What do dance graduates, where do our dance graduates go here from one of the top three dance universities in the country? Where do our dancers go when they graduate?
Well, currently they're dancing with a number of companies, but perhaps our most famous graduates that came originally from the prep department and were taught by David Blackburn and David McLean and Oleg. One is Suzanne Farrell, mm-hmm. who then became a soloist and principal dancer with New York City Ballet. Peggy Lehman was with the Martha Graham Company. And although not specifically a dancer, Sarah Jessica Parker was a very early, I think she was Clara in one of the first Nutcrackers that the ballet did, and still has a very strong connection to us. So we're really excited about that. Right now we have people dancing in Ballet West in Utah, Tulsa Ballet, Boston Ballet, Ballet Theater of Maryland. We have dancers at Nevada Ballet all over. So a lot of our dancers then go on and do other things that are related. We have some people on cruise ships. We have people on Broadway, just like the musical theater people. We have a lot of people who are doing a lot of different things. And one of the things that we feel with the university education and our core curriculum and the amount of electives that we have with jazz and modern and things like that is that dancers today have to be very versatile, and they have to be able to do almost everything. You know, if somebody asks you to do a tap step, you have to be able to do it. And if somebody asks you to do fouettes on point, you know, it's part of what you have to be able to do.
Well, I know, and we only have about 30 seconds left here. I'm sorry, Michael, but I know that part of the celebration is the Ballet Giselle. It's being produced tonight and tomorrow, and people can find out about tickets by visiting our website, wvxu.org. But what else is the dance department doing to celebrate 50 years?
Well, we also have a book that was written by Janet Light, which outlines the history of that, and those are available tonight and tomorrow at the performances of Giselle. We will continue our celebration next season also. So we're doing a fall concert. In the spring, we have two concerts, one set by our students, a choreography showcase, and then next fall, we're going to be a big performance in the Corbett Auditorium of Les Noches, and then several other pieces. I know I'm doing a piece to Rachmaninoff and Preludes. And so it's a year-long celebration for 50 years at CCM Dance.
Well, thanks for your time today, Michael. Greatly
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Michael Tevlin, assistant professor of dance at CCM and co-choreographer of their production of Giselle, which is on stage in the Corporate Auditorium at CCM tonight and tomorrow. Tickets and more info online at wvxu.org. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. Technical director was Kevin Rowinski, producer Pete Reitmeier. And with help from Kevin Reynolds, I'm Mark Brazell. Thanks for listening. Science Friday next on 91.7.